Researchers use DNA sequencing techniques to identify more than 10,000 species of microbes in five main areas of the body: the skin, the mouth, the nose, the vagina, and the lower intestine. The associate director of Washington University's Genome Institute, George Weinstock, helped lead the project, which focused on the microbiomes of healthy people.
This is all the precursor to being able to do clinical studies where you compare healthy and diseased people, and now you want to try to see what's different between them. The first thing you have to do is to try to see how much variability there is just among healthy people all by themselves.
Weinstock says one unexpected finding was that healthy people were infected with low levels of viruses. I'm Veronique LaCapra.